This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's largest newspaper company, Lee Enterprises, has agreed to pay $9.5 million to subscribers alleging privacy violations, but also is now facing three new class action claims in the form of invasion of privacy lawsuits from current or former employees. The three new lawsuits, each filed in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Iowa, allege that Lee Newspapers, which owns hundreds of newspapers and specialty publications in Iowa and 24 other states, including Montana, is guilty of negligence, breach of an implied contract, unjust enrichment, and an invasion of privacy. Lee's Montana newspapers include the Billings Gazette, the Missoulian, the Montana Standard, the Helena Independent Record, and the Ravalli Republic. Each of the three lawsuits is seeking class action status in pursuit of damages on behalf of thousands of current and former Lee employees whose personal information is believed to have been accessed by cyber criminals. The three named plaintiffs in the cases are from Illinois, Montana, and Wisconsin. Current and former employees of Lee Newspapers had their personal private information accessed by others without authorization. The Killen ransomware group has claimed credit for the cyber attack and alleged that it gained access to 350 gigabytes of data. It also shared samples of what it claimed was data stolen from the company, including contracts, financial spreadsheets, non-disclosure agreements, and other confidential files. Lee Newspapers said the data breach involved documents containing the personally identifiable information of nearly 40,000 people, including names, social security numbers, driver's license data, financial account numbers, and medical information and health insurance data. It's not the first time that data systems at Lee Newspapers has been hacked. In 2020, Iranian cyber criminals allegedly gained access to the company's computer systems. In December 2022, a group of subscribers to Lee Newspapers sued the company, saying that Lee Newspapers had failed to disclose that their personal identifying information was being captured by various tracking methods embedded in Lee websites and then transferred their personal information to the social media company Facebook, where it could be accessed by others. That lawsuit attained class action status and a $9.5 million payout to settle the case. The proposed settlement involves 1.5 million paid subscribers to Lee Newspapers who accessed video material on a Lee website anytime between December 2020 through March 4th of this year and who used Facebook during that same period. In northwest Montana, the St. Mary siphon is back at work, bringing water to thousands of Montanans ahead of schedule. Just a little more than 12 months ago, the huge St. Mary siphon, more than a century old, which delivers water to thousands of ranchers and residents along Montana's High Line and to the eastern part of the state, suffered a catastrophic failure. Now, the reconstruction project has been completed thanks to an expedited review process by all levels of government and emergency funding from Congress. The siphon is one of three siphons along the St. Mary Canal, which diverts water from the St. Mary River to the Milk River, which flows across the northern part of the state and delivers a water supply to more than 110,000 acres of farmland and municipalities across Montana. The catastrophic failure of the siphon happened on June 17, 2024, and jeopardized the farmland and the 18,000 people who rely on the system for water. Without the siphon and water supply, the Milk River would run dry 6 out of every 10 years. Though it has been called the St. Mary siphon, the system is really two separate siphons, St. Mary and the Hall Cooley siphon. Both deliver water, and construction crews completed the St. Mary siphon, which restored water flow to the Milk River, while crews continued to work on replacing the Hall Cooley siphon. Officials with the Bureau of Reclamation said that the new project corrects the deficiencies which plagued the old siphons, including modernized steel piping and reinforced concrete structures, all of which are meant to address seepage, corrosion, and landslides in the area. The Milk River Project says that 60 to 80% of the water used in its watershed comes from the diversion project. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.